Welcome to a new month and hope you had a great holiday weekend. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday. Feels like a Monday, right? The first day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Today, there is a wrinkle selling Teslas to Texans. Wages for truck drivers are soaring. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and $700 million. British Petroleum is back to doing business in the U.S. Chip makers are raking in the cash. Restaurant workers in unions. Yes, that's in the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and ride hailing just got more pricey. For the interview, Deb Brown and Becky McCray from SaveYour.Town are in to talk about how the media misses the real stories of rural America. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the first day of June 2021 and the business news headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Folks in Texas wanting to buy a new Tesla from the factory to be built in Austin will have to buy them from another state. Now, we're not kidding about this. Business Insider is reporting that because the Texas legislature has on the books that Texans cannot buy a vehicle from a factory, the cars rolling off the assembly line in Austin will have to be shipped out of state first. Residents then have to drive to the other state to buy the Tesla or have paperwork sent to another state for processing. The car is then shipped to one of Tesla's service centers in Texas, where the buyer can finally pick it up. Adds to the cost? Yeah, we would think so. And in a related story today, Elon Musk tweeted out that more price increases are on the way. Why? Well, due to a large part in the difficulty in sourcing parts. You know, we've often reported on the shortage of truck drivers in the U.S., and following that adage of supply and demand, guess what? The wages for many drivers are going up and going up quickly. Business Insider is reporting that while truckers are getting big raises, it's still not enough to lure the thousands needed to fill the jobs that are sitting empty. For example, Royal, a transport company based in Pennsylvania, announced in a press release back in April it had increased truckers' pay for the second time this year. In total, its salaries are now between $4,000 and $6,000 a year higher. Trucking firm CR England back in April as well announced its largest driver pay raise in company history and its third pay hike in 3 years, increasing pay by more than 50% compared to what was being paid in 2018. A combination of driver scarcity and staggering e-commerce sales has made trucking more expensive. Retailers are spending about 30% more than they did in 2019 to transport their goods via truck. And that report was in September of last year. Odds are the cost is higher even today. Talking about money, the word is that the West Virginia governor, Jim Justice, may be on the hook for about $700 million in loans he personally guaranteed. The reason? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Greensill, a collapsed financial firm, was used by Justice to create loans to his coal companies. The Journal is reporting that Greensill, which collapsed into bankruptcy back in March, had packaged those loans and sold them to Credit Suisse. Now, Credit Suisse is in talks with Justice's Bluestone Resources and other major borrowers from Greensill to recoup the money and repay investors. The Swiss bank told investors in a recent notice that Bluestone owes nearly $700 million. Meanwhile, Justice's companies are also in legal disputes with other companies over payment contracts and coal deliveries, all of that according to the Wall Street Journal. British Petroleum is back in business here in the U.S. as the company has bought a pipeline of U.S. solar farms capable of powering more than 1.7 million homes. The deal cost BP about $220 million, and they're doing it because they need to diversify out of the fossil fuel business. The projects will be developed by the UK solar firm Lightsource BP across 12 states in the US, which is one of the world's fastest-growing solar energy markets, and is expected to double in the next 5 years and then quadruple over the next decade. We've reported several times about the lack of semiconductor chips, and that shortage has dollars flowing into chipmaker coffers. CNBC is reporting that the combined quarterly total revenue of chipmakers rose to a record $22.7 billion, and that was in the first quarter of this year alone. Around 57% of the world's chip foundry revenues in the past quarter were generated by one Taiwanese chipmaker, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, to be exact. In total, the world's 10 biggest chip manufacturing companies saw their revenues surge to a record high in the first quarter of this year. You know, it may not come as a surprise, but among the millions of people working in food service, only 1.2 million of them work in a union shop. And that is down from 1.4 million in 2019. And it's tough to form a union in food service because so many of the employees are part-time and they move. They're pretty transient from place to place. And it can often take a couple of years to get the union vote done. However, there is an interesting story coming out today from the Rochester, New York-based Democrat and Chronicle that features a coffee shop in that city that formed a union back in 2019. The workers voted 43-6 to join Workers United. Now, not a big number of employees, right? But before the vote, some workers at the string of coffee shops had not seen a raise in several years. Following the successful installation of Workers United, some things did change at the coffee shop. Employees immediately received pay increases of at least $4 an hour. Wages began at $15 an hour, inclusive of tip guarantees. Pay increases were given annually. Overtime and holiday pay was also enacted. Also, employees began to accrue both sick time and paid time off, including time off for bereavement. Spot workers were no longer at-will employees and could not be unjustly fired or disciplined. Workers could file a grievance and appeal the company's decisions to a neutral third party. In addition, written schedules had to be posted no later than 2 weeks before the first day of the scheduled work week. And finally, managers were required to schedule an initial 3 employees per shift, but one could be sent home early. At the open, things on Wall Street looked pretty promising as the Dow popped up by over 300 points and the Nasdaq was up by 74 points shortly after the opening bell. But then things went south. At the end of the trade, the Dow had gained only 46 points to close at 34,575. The Nasdaq fell by over 12 points to end the trade at 13,736. And the S&P 500 was off by 2 points, finishing at 4202. The optimism that opened the markets gave way to renewed concerns about inflation and price pressure. Some of the winners, though, today included Boeing. That rallied by 3%. Carnival Cruise Lines was up by 2%. Norwegian Cruise Lines gained 2.6%. All as investors eye some of the travel stocks that should see gains as the U.S. climbs out of the pandemic. West Texas Intermediate Crude, that was up $1.40 to settle at $67.72, its highest since 2018. So yeah, right, look for prices at the gas pump to climb. AMC Theater stock rose today by over 22% to end the trade at $31.90 a share, even though one analyst today said the real value was pegged at about $1. And finally, there is this. The New York Times is reporting that the cheap and quick rides people have been accustomed to with Uber and Lyft, well, they're now more costly and not as readily available. So what's going on? That's similar to the truck driver story we led with. In short, it can be blamed on insufficient driver availability to meet rebounding demand. Meanwhile, the companies are passing the costs of finding workers onto, yeah, you, the customer. Back in April, the cost of a ride was 40% higher than it was a year ago. That's according to research from Rutkin Intelligence. When short on drivers, Uber and Lyft resort to surge pricing, which have recently made prices jump 50% or more for customers. Now you know. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, you'll meet Deb Brown and Becky McCray, the two women who make up the rural consultancy of SaveYour.Town. They recently completed a long study of what rural folks say are the prime issues that impact their communities, and then what the media often misses. It's an interesting look at listening to the people on the ground so you can get your story straight. That story is just a click away.